5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson. Happy to be alongside again Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian.
Am I making this presentation directly to the American people with the media present, which is an honor to have you this morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth and will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect that they deserve.
And that was Jake Tapper. I mean, see, that was Donald Trump yesterday talking about presenting to the media, avoiding the media, presenting to the people. And we want to talk a little bit more about the presser yesterday. Joining us to do that is Guy Benson. He is the townhall.com political editor. He's co-author of End of Discussion. Guy Benson, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, were you at the press conference yesterday? Were you one of the reporters there?
I was not. I merely had the pleasure of watching it with everyone else.
See, now, what's interesting, you know, you say I only had the pleasure of watching. You probably had the pleasure of watching because you weren't there, so you didn't have to worry about the president picking on you. There was a reporter, a man named Jake Turks, and he is being touted in the media as the Jewish reporter, who got into not a confrontation with Donald Trump, but Donald told him to sit down. I know where you're going with this. And the New York Times is saying that it didn't go well, but yet I saw him later on Fox News, this Jake Turks, and he kind of gave the impression that it didn't shock him the way Donald Trump treated him, because he's from New York. He's known Donald Trump for a long time. He understands how the guy operates. So even though it may have appeared to others to have been rude to him, it didn't really bother him that much. Is part of the disconnect that we're seeing with the media just part of the fact that they're just not used to that type of personality being in the White House?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so first of all, that particular exchange that you're referring to with that Jewish reporter, I read that New York Times story this morning, and I think that was one of Trump's worst moments of the day, because the guy's actually pretty supportive of Trump and wanted to ask a pro-Trump question where he could say, obviously, you're not anti-Semitic, Mr. President, but we in the Jewish community are concerned about a string of hate crimes against Jews, including these bomb threats against Jewish daycare facilities and child care facilities. And Trump, for whatever reason, jumped to the conclusion that it was a hostile question about him accusing him of anti-Semitism, even though it was prefaced in the question with the assumption and the statement that Trump is not. And he got very hostile and told the guy to sit down and be quiet and all this stuff. Not a good moment. Overall, though, I think the reaction to the press conference is polarized like everything else in America,
yes,
it feels like these days. You have people who looked at that and saw a raving lunatic who is a dangerous, frightening person to have in control of the nuclear codes. And you had a bunch of people saying, thank God someone finally got up there and punched the media in the face rhetorically, because all they do is whine and complain and distort, and they clearly have it out for this guy. And he's not someone who's going to sit down and take it. He's going to stand up, take questions for whatever it was, you know, 45 minutes it felt like, and fight back and attack their premises and attack their job performance the way they attack his all the time. And then there's, of course, the vast swath of people in the middle of this who said, oh, some of it was good, some of it was bad, or I didn't see any of it because I don't care. Like, that's most Americans.
Yeah. So I'm sort of curious. I saw Britt Hume had tweeted out last night that he thought this was obviously an attempt to play to the base. And by the way, going out on the campaign trail again, literally on the campaign trail this weekend to talk to the base. But Britt observed that maybe he is his base is sort of being boiled down to just the, you know, the real hardcore supporters of this president. What do you think about that? Fair criticism or not?
I think on some level it is, but I would imagine that that press conference appealed beyond just the hardcore base.
I do too.
I mean, I don't think people in the press and people who live in left-wing urban bubbles understand the degree to which many Americans view the press with as much contempt as Donald Trump does. Now, that does raise questions since he's president, a very powerful person. Questions about, you know, the future of freedom of the press and, you know, what tactics might he use. I do have some of those concerns. But overall, if you're Donald Trump, and again, I think he goes too far. I think he makes bad arguments. I think he gets out over his skis on factual stuff. I'm not here to reflexively defend the guy. But I think if you're the president, you do wake up every day, more so than I can remember with any other president, certainly compared to the last president, the press does not like this man. They never thought he would be president. They are aghast that he is president. And it seems like the media every day is chasing down an angle and a narrative of, like, total chaos and meltdown in America. And it's not just that they are against him like they typically are most Republicans, because they're generally pretty liberal. They are relentlessly hostile in their coverage of him. And I think he is someone who doesn't take that well. He doesn't take criticism well generally, but I think he does have a point that it is unfairly relentless. And he was like, fine, they complained 2 days ago that they didn't get to ask questions because only some conservative journalists were allowed to ask questions, like my colleague Katie Pavlich. And, you know, they blew a gasket because only mainstream liberal-leaning journalists know how to ask good questions or whatever. And I bet you Trump just looked at this whole thing and said, fine, let's give them what they want. Let's give them as many questions as they want. They can follow up. And I'm going to tell them exactly how I feel about them. And he did. Yeah. For the entire time, he was unambiguous. I don't like he referred to the press as you people, you know, and called them, you know, liars and irresponsible and failing and fake to their faces, not just on Twitter. It was quite an extraordinary performance.
You know, to your point, Politico is reporting today that Trump is fleeing Washington and going to Florida. He's going to Florida for a rally. So it just proves your point, exactly everything that you just said. Can I just
jump in on that? Because I think it's an important follow-up that you just asked, or at least referenced. The press has been building a narrative, right? They have a drumbeat negative narrative every day. And some of the time, Donald Trump deserves significantly negative coverage. But sometimes it is so unhinged and hysterical and premature in what they jump to conclusions and not sourced properly. I think that there is a significant degree of unfair bias against him to further this narrative that everyone in the little bubble shares, but many, many Americans do not. Trump is saying, I'm going to give a press conference, but start with a half-hour opening statement where I give my own version of my narrative. I'm going to go to Florida and tell my narrative to my supporters. Do you see people marching in the streets against me? Let's get thousands of people down in Florida reminding people watching TV all around the country that a lot of people agree with what I'm doing. I think that's what Trump is doing here, not just fleeing Washington because it's getting too hot for him. I think he wants to do this strategically.
All right, Guy, listen, great analysis. Really appreciate you dropping by and joining us this morning on Mornings with
Maul. Sure thing. Thank you.